Jake always does wonderful things, and he'll be back in 2 weeks for the BNAN benefit. Here's a flyer if anyone's interested in looking at what the kinds of things that happen. Music happens as a result of the benefit. And, of course, Jake is a wonderful guitarist, and Ellen is an amazing songwriter, and sometimes the lyrics are just totally surprising, like in that one. Next, we have a wonderful poet, and sometimes piano player, but tonight she's going to read us some of her poetry, Michelle Boulay, and she's going to be backed up by Jake Kensinger.
Hello, hello. There we are. That was great. Great couple of tunes. This is going to be a little more somber, maybe a little surreal. Thank you, Jake, for backing me up. This is a piece that sort of refers to my father. He passed away about 10 years ago at the age of 90. And he had always wanted to travel to the Canadian Rockies and just never quite got there. This is called The Dream Closet. It was early spring, the night I heard the rustling within my father's clothes closet, a knocking, random yet persistent. Winter branches tapping on pitted glass, seeking refuge from the dark. I turned the antique doorknob on the old oaken door, solid with intricate moldings in the fashion of earlier years. The door reluctantly pulled open, its worn hinges sighing. A whiff of evergreen caressed me, the piney scent imbued with fresh cold. Rustling and bumping continued from the back of the musty, dark closet. Suddenly, a hoof appeared, then another, softly clumping towards us. A colossal antler emerged, then another, twinkling eyes gleaming in the muted light of the archaic glass lamp, gas lamp. He pushed his way forward, his huge moose body thrusting through the forest of outdated trousers and suit coats. One of my father's Italian silk ties draped over his neck, another hanging from his left antler. He radiated an essence of mountain wonder, tiny bouquets of evening primrose stitching the edge of pine sap gleaming from his phosphorescent coat. He winked at me, and I reached up to adjust the tie, gently pulling the knot into place, removing the other from his antler. He shook his withers, snorted through his moose nostrils, tossed his monumental head, and slowly plodded past me, out of the closet, and into the dark of night, his retreating form illumined by the canopy of swirling stars, the closet behind him forever. I turned back to close the door and glimpsed a shooting star sparking into the dark of the closet, showering bits of light, little shimmers of forgotten dreams. I heard the very faint chirping of a spring peeper, primitive with its amphibian song. Thank you. Thank you, Jake.
You're welcome,
Michelle. One more hand, please, for Michelle Boulay with Jake.